This is Wallingford Radio, out and about.
Hi, Liam from Wallingford Radio here. We're down in the town square with Richard Prunier. On Friday, Richard, you've got the Young Traders Market. Is that for young people, run by young people? What's going on?
Well, it is both, actually. It's for people of all ages in terms of customers. The thing that sets it apart is the traders are all between 16 and 29 years of age. We're running it in conjunction with the National Market Traders Federation, who are promoting that age group into the market business.
So it's an additional market to the normal days, and it just happens to be run by a slightly younger crowd than normal.
That's right. It's the products are of high quality. The thing that creates the point of difference is the age profile of the stallholders. We would hope that this becomes a regular event, not as frequently as our existing markets, but something that inspires young people in the town, in the area, and gives an opportunity for Wallingford to showcase a new type of market.
So not to reach too far back, I believe it is in the original charter of being a market town. So this is purely in the tradition of the town as it has been for several hundred years at this point.
Absolutely. The town is known as a market town. It promotes itself as a market town. And this can only add a new vibe, a new feeling to something that people are already familiar with.
So an additional market day this Friday, lots of quality products, all just brought to you by people from a slightly younger age. And what are the times and things, Richard?
We've advertised the times from 5:30 in the afternoon until 8 p.m. We feel that this just gives it a slightly different atmosphere to a normal day trading market. It will follow on from the charter market during the day, and everybody is welcome. We are taking all the precautions with regards to COVID regulations and would ask people to abide by the rule of six.
So it's down in the town square this Friday evening after the normal market.
Absolutely.
Brilliant. Thanks, Richard.
For the community of South Oxfordshire,